A little while ago, I was doing dishes in the kitchen with one of my children. They turned to me and said, "Dad, what is the F word?" I just love the mornings. It's so beautiful. Thanks for coming along. A little while ago, I was doing dishes in the kitchen with one of my children, and we were just doing our chores, and then they turned to me and said, "Dad, what is the F word?" And I have to say, I was not expecting that question while we were doing dishes. So my first response is, this is a great question, because the last thing that I want to do as a parent is to shut down the conversation when one of my children comes to me with a question, and a question that's a good one. What is the F word? If you've never heard it, you know, I'm guessing you know what it is. So I reminded our child of the previous conversations that we had about sexual intimacy and how man and woman are created for each other, and that there's a beautiful union that happens between man and woman in sexual intimacy, that union is good, it glorifies God, it's sacred, it's God's plan. I mean, we've covered some of the birds and the bees, okay, it's up to this point. And so I just referred back to that conversation. And I said, well, you know, when someone uses the F word, they are speaking about sexual intimacy in a way that's not respectful to what God has intended. And it's derogatory. And they're like, well, what does that mean? Well, it's just not being respectful to the sexual union, which is beautiful, between a man and woman in the sacrament of matrimony. So I asked them, where did you hear the F word? And they said, well, one of their friends had said it, and they didn't know what it meant. And I said, well, it's not being respectful to what God has intended for sexual union between man and woman. And they're like, but Dad, that's not what they are thinking when they say the F word. And I'm like, you're right. That's not what they're thinking when they use that word. But it doesn't matter, because that's what it means. And I said, you'll find out in life that a lot of the jokes that people say and things that sometimes people think are funny are making fun of what God has made so sacred between man and woman. And the reason why I bring this up and say you need to be an expert in the F word is because this was the first time my child had asked anyone what it meant. And because it was the first time they asked this question, they heard the first answer from me, their dad. So I became the expert, because I was the first person they came to with this question. And I think that's really important as parents. We want to be the expert in their life regarding faith and morals and life. What we don't want is their friends to become the expert in the F word. Because then they're getting an explanation from a child that is of the same age as them about what this means. And that's the last thing that we want. Parents' role is to, one of them is to educate their children, to bring them up in the faith. And so I definitely don't want to shut down these types of conversations with my children. I want them to be comfortable coming to me with any question they want. The same could be said for divorce. One of them comes to me and says, Dad, what is divorce? I want to be the expert in divorce in their life. I don't want the world telling them what divorce is. When it comes to all the gender theory confusion out there, I want to be the expert in their life regarding this so that I can speak truth into their life. Otherwise, if I let the world become the expert, the world is going to lie to them. The world will deceive them. So I want to be the expert. When it comes to issues regarding LGBTQ, LMNOP stuff, I want my children to be able to ask me questions when they hear something. So I want to be the expert. I want them to feel comfortable coming to me and saying, well, what does this mean? When it comes to marriage, for example, when someone says two men can get married or two women can get married, I want them to be able to come to me and ask me, and I want to be the expert of marriage in their life. But the thing that I don't want to do is I don't want to shut down that conversation. Dad, what's the F word? Oh, don't ask me. That's inappropriate. That's a bad word. And then all of a sudden the conversation just stops. Now let's talk about the truth here. Why is it bad? What is good about what they are referring to? So my intention with this video, with the title, is not to be clickbaity. But if you're a parent with young children, that's my encouragement to you. Be an expert in your children's lives regarding all matters of sexual morality. Be an expert in the F word. In other words, understand what the church teaches regarding human sexuality. Understand a little bit of theology of the body in order to be able to articulate to children the beauty of marriage, the beauty of human sexuality. Because God has made us good and beautiful and for union with Him. So friends, thanks for watching. Share with me below what stood out to you and why. Maybe you have some additional insights. I'd love to learn from you. Have a great day.
A great supplement to this message is a video we did called 4 Tips on Raising Virtuous Children. I'll link here at the end of this video. Also, have you had a chance to check out KenandJanelle.com? There you can sign up to receive all our new videos by email. They're released every Wednesday, sometimes more often.